looking more into that Matthew Stafford rumor, by the way. I honestly think it was just made up by a guy. Like just made up by someone, because I was sent this. So this is a guy like Ethan GSN. And he basically is someone that, you know, it's like the narrative. He likes to talk about the narrative in sports or whatever.
And well, there's a narrative everywhere. Everybody's like, got their own narrative.
I think that he ended up putting this thing out there and it somehow got picked up and then people were running with it. And it just doesn't seem like it's a real thing.
Where is he located? Like, is he a... like some sort of sports agent, or what is he?
Hold on. It says New York Giants weekly podcast, People's Insider for the Isles House. Bad Boys 2 is the greatest movie of all time. And that's what he's got.
Okay.
So, I mean, so he's got to be local somewhere. He has to be. So this is the... so, I said this guy, Ethan GSA.
Are you saying that's misinformation?
Kind of, yeah. That's
so, just put it out there.
So, this is what I'll just say. Someone reached out to me and said this. He goes, just a quick heads up. This guy, Ethan GSN, is solely responsible for the Matthew Stafford trade rumors. He has a bizarre infatuation and annoyance with the idea of narratives on the internet, so he started his own narrative. Matthew Stafford is on the trade market. He doesn't have a million followers, but he has enough that it took off like wildfire.
But the only person that I saw write anything about this was Florio over Pro Football Talk.
Yeah.
That's the only person that I saw. And, you know, Mike's
pretty plugged in. Legitimacy.
Yeah. Mike's pretty plugged into agents and coaches. And, you know, he works on that NBC show. So, I mean, like, he's got a lot of contacts. There's no reason for me not to believe something that he is speculating on.
Yeah, but where, you know, but
where is the speculation coming from? It could come from an agent, could come from a coach, could come from a family member. You never know.
GSN.
That's Mike's not using that. Come on.
But okay, so here's the thing. So this guy puts that out there. Maybe someone else, you know, quote tweets it, whatever, that Mike thinks is legitimate, and then decides, you know what, I've got an opinion on this, because he's more than just an aggregator. He's a guy who puts his opinion out there as well, and he's like, okay, you know what? Hey, it's something to talk about. Might get some clicks. It's interesting. I haven't seen this before.
I don't know. I thought that Mike had put it out before anybody else.
No,
that's the only reason I would even bring it up. I mean, like, just simply because that is a legitimate place for football conversation and talking and speculating, just because of the contacts that, you know, both he and Chris Sims have.
Yeah. But I mean, there's absolutely, I can't even imagine, especially if they win tonight. I mean, there's no point in doing it anyway, but I mean, especially if they win.
Yeah. I don't know, you never know what goes on behind closed doors within the locker rooms of these teams and
behind
in the front office.
Doors.
Right. Like I kind of knew that Davante Adams wanted out of Vegas and knew that he was sold a bill of goods and that he was unhappy.
Yeah.
But he wasn't going to come out and say that, because he's not that type of guy. He's not going to pull an Antonio Brown. He's not going to pull, there's a million guys that have gone down that road where they openly, you know, talk about being traded, and then all of a sudden, 2 weeks ago, it's now he wants out.
Yeah.
He wanted out before the season started.
So the trade deadline, November 5th. So
Election Day.
Oh, is it? That's right, Tuesday.
Yeah.
Tuesday's November 5th.
Don't forget to vote.
Yeah. No, of course. Interesting. That's not a smart move by the NFL. You got to put that thing like the week before.
You think they're trying to have election interference?
No. I'm just saying that the NFL is really good at making sure that people are paying attention to them. Like, the NFL trade deadline on election day is going to lose a little bit of the headlines.
And I think it's also the day the first college football playoff rankings come out.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's huge.
Well, you and Eddie have this thing today. I mean, it is like every time he opens his mouth, he just crap down his throat. I mean, that's what's going on. But like,
I'm not trying to crap down anybody's throat. I'm just, you know, I'm like, okay.
Well, I mean, it sounds like it. Like,
no, not at all.
There's some animosity there. Like, is the personification of all things you hate in politics. That's what it feels like to me. Like, it's the thing that's like there that you can see that you, you know, dislike.
Right.
You feel that way at all?
No, I do not feel
You don't feel that way at all?
No, not at all.
Okay.
What is Grace doing here?
She has some Team Boomer sweatshirts for us.
Oh, God, you guys get more free stuff.
Yeah, seriously.
It's unbelievable.
Yep.
Oh, there you go. Look at that.
Oh, it's got a star on it, too. Very nice.
You know what? This is from Unreal.
Ah, ha, ha. I love Unreal. I got some great Viking stuff from Unreal.
They did some nice cover-ups for our New York City Marathon runners.
I got to say that everything I am wearing from head to toe, including my ball hammock underwear, I did not pay for. Seriously.
So you got your Flag and Anthem pants and shoes on.
Hold on. All right. So, yes. So Flag and Anthem jeans.
Yes.
Flag and Anthem shoes.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Look at this sock, by the way, from Dynasty. Look at that sock. Oh, it's a bald eagle giving a middle finger with his talons.
Nice. I got the Flag and Anthem socks on.
Yeah, I got the those socks are really good,
yeah,
too.
Okay.
So Flag and Anthem there. I got the Dynasty Bowl Hammock Pouch Underwear. I've got a Dynasty undershirt. I've got this from Rock Rimmon Country Club. Leon Seidler got us some stuff.
Yes.
A little gift bag. And then this jacket's from CBS from going to the Super Bowl. Head to toe. It's all good stuff.
Yeah, I had to go free stuff.
I mean, I am like, this is perfect.
You're the king of free stuff.
Well, no, it's not not that. I mean, I'm not asking for it, but I'm aligning myself with great companies that like the fact that I wear their stuff.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, well, I mean, I'm not like, you know what? Peter Schwartz is the king of free stuff, who is, by the way, he's nibbling right now.
He's out there nibbling?
Yeah, he's nibbling.
He's on X nibbling?
He's, you know, he is the, as we say, the ultimate schnurr.
Nibbler.
He is the guy who has this power to get things that I've never seen the likes of it before. His talent to extract free sports things is like, I mean, he is the Michael Phelps of that. So,
legendary.
He's been nibbling.
Legacy.
And he put out there, so like, I'll tell you this. So this is, and you know what? People are on to him.
Okay, what's happening?
So he put out on X yesterday. He blew some World Series ticket stuff. Here it is. Ready?
This okay.
Is he goes, sure, I'd love to go to the World Series.
That's a nibble.
But do I go to a game or pay my mortgage and put food on the table?
That's like, you know, he's poor. He's sad. We got to put a GoFundMe page together for him.
I mean, that is, see, he's putting it out there. Like, man, I'd love to go, but I have to make a choice between feeding my family and going to see the team that I love. And he's hoping somebody swoops in and goes, Peter, you know what? I want you to take your boys to the World Series. Keep the money, feed your family, pay your mortgage, and also go to the World Series.
Do you think he has a conversation with his boys and tells them what he's doing? Like, I'm going to put some nibblers out there and see if someone bites.
I think that the boys probably go to him and say, Dad, like, you've done this so many times before. Can you pull this off for the World Series? And he's like, all right.
So he's going to throw some chum out there.
You know, he like cracks his neck. You know, he's like, all right. Here we go. Let's see what we got. And he also reached out to me for the first time.
Oh.
He texted me. This cannot be a coincidence. Texted me for the first time since September 19th. That's a long time for Schwartz. It's over a month.
Can I guess what the text says, the way that you're leading?
Okay.
I would say that the text has something to do with, do you need me for Boomer and Geo Live?
No, it's not that. I had Big Hurls go to Peter Schwartz on that one.
Big Hurls handled that.
Yeah, I've been delegating those things now. Right. I said, listen, I can't go to Peter on this. You want to handle this? You guys know each other. A long time. So he goes, he was hearing our conversation about fees and tickets and reselling. He goes, people should use ticketbash.com and not worry about anything.
Is that his sponsor?
That's his sponsor for his show. And he wanted me to read that, which I just did.
Okay, so what's the difference between Ticketbash and all these other...
Oh, God. See, this is now we're just... He right now... See? He did it again! He finds a way to get what he wants! He's like a sorcerer! So the difference is there's no service fees. Why are we doing a commercial for him?
Well, good.
There's no service fees. It says, he said, bash 10 for 10% off. So there you go.
Boom!
People can go.
No service fees and 10% off at bash 10.
Vinny Tickets, the guy who runs that thing. But see, he's you know, he's nibbling.
Yeah, but why can't Vinny Tickets help him out?
Because Vinny Tickets is trying to make money. Vinny Tickets, Vinny Tickets did not become Vinny Tickets by giving away tickets.
But Peter's going to say, hey, Vinny Tickets, did you hear Boomer and Gio talking about ticket bash this morning?
Yeah, yeah. No, Vinny Tickets, he knows what he's doing.